Howdy there, Sailor Scouts. It's your girl, Sailor P here, and we're back with some more summer reading. So the last time we left off at Chobit. You know, the little alien girl who's wearing like a genie outfit, but space-wise. And if I stumble over my words, I apologize for that. You know, sometimes I'll be trying to make it exciting, and I'll be reading a little bit way too fast because normally I don't read out loud. You know, I read to myself. So forgive me if I, you know, mess up a few times and all that good stuff. But we left off on page 190 and now we're on page 191. My rookie days, back when I made this. When I created Chobit 1 and 2. Oh, so there's another Chobit. As you probably guess, Chobit was another piece for the Reader's Choice Awards. The order of publication is determined by a lottery where the 10 authors get together and draw straws. So, as long as you don't draw number 1, there'll be plenty of time to work on it. Leave it to me! Akira Toriyama is talking to his assistant. As fate would have it. Idiot. Fool. Human trash. I pulled number 1 and yet again, I was left with no time to fulfill my duties. Everyone was having fun over New Year's. Well, I, once again, left with an overwhelming pile of work. Dag nabbit! And in spite of those efforts, Chobit failed to gather any popularity. That really ticked me off, so I decided to try it again. My new assistant, Metsuyama, who handled many of the backgrounds for Chobit 2, but that effort ended poorly as well. Very sorry. My next effort will be good. I hope. Okay. Page 192. So this is Chobit number 2. So we read Chobit number 1. And Chobit is wearing a cowgirl sort of outfit and riding a little puppy. So 193. Hello everyone. It's me, the eldest daughter of the Yamano family, Takinoko. I hope you're all doing well. As for us, well, today is a moving day. Tauntaun Village just didn't have enough time, so my big brother decided to pack up everything and head to another town in order to assist their local police force. Hey, how much longer to Tantan Town? Let's see. Should be another day or so, I figure. Ugh, this is driving me nuts. I can almost see my precious youth wasting away. But it's not just the three of us going to Tantan Town. You see, there's this little demon girl called Chobit. She's taking a shining to my brother. And they're always together. She's the worst. So Chobit is sitting on Fugimugi's hat. And she's about to use her powers. Chiyona! Chiyona! Whoa! What's happening? Oh! She's using her powers to make the car float. This is faster. Let's just say she lacks a certain delicate touch. Tantan Town. Well, we certainly made good timing. Oh my gosh. Takinoko, look. It's a real traffic light. Look at the houses, the people. It's like a modern Western town. Tan. Can you believe it? Us in an actual metropolis. Oh, metropolis. We'll never find a police station at this rate. We're on page 196. How about I ask for directions? Look it, a man actually asking for directions. Hey, what do you make of this guy? Huh? Wanted, sucker punch man, 2 million yen. Already unwanted poster of a criminal. And his name is Sucker Punch Man. And he's One Punch Man's ancestor. Wow-wee. These city boys sure are fancy. What a hunk. You know, I think I got it. I bet he's one of those movie stars. Big shots. And if I'm right, that poster means he made 2 million yen for his latest role. Wow. Tan Town Police Station. So we meet the chief. He's a big guy, glasses, cowboy hat, and a mustache. So you're the new fella. We've been showing our officers. Being a real problem. Anyway, looking forward to working with you. Yes, sir. I will do my absolute best. My brothers are klutz, but please do give them a chance. Babu. Got a nice room ready for you at the hotel across the way. Your sister and brother might want to take a load off. Must be tuckered out from the trip. Alright, so they're heading over to the hotel. We're on page 198. Holy smokes, what a place. Is that one of those bed things I've been hearing about? Oh wow, they never had a bed or nothing like that. That's crazy. It's like a scene out of a movie. Everyone, look, the TV. It's in color. My golly, would you look at that? It really is in color. Huh, but the bathtub's really small though. Girl, you looking at a toilet. Have y'all never had a toilet either? Lord. Anyway, I better get to work. Wow, me in the big city. I can't believe it. So exciting. Oh, she's taking a nap in my pocket. I thought things were quiet. Must be so nice to be carefree. Yeah. First time out in the village, huh? Must be really something else. It sure is. By the way, Chief, do you handle this place all by yourself? Oh no, my daughter helps me out. She's one of those lady cops. Wee-oo. Okay, Mr. Bank Robber. You had your fun. Now pull over. You wouldn't like it how I handle naughty boys. Eat dirt, copper. Think you can stop me? Go ahead and try. Roger that. Bam! Kablooey! Dang, she shot that fool up. With a rocket launcher. Well, well. So you're the fella who's gonna be helping me out around here. Yeah! His name is Mugifumi Yamano. Alright, we're on page 202. Nice to meet you. Ba-doom, 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 ba-doom. Hey, enough with all the ba-dooms. I'm trying to get some sleep here. This is my first time seeing a young lady in person. This kid's a riot. So I guess this must be a first too. She kissed him on the cheek. Oh, and the lady cop sort of looks like Launch again, but like the meaner version of Launch. So for those of you who don't know Dragon Ball, there's a character that's named Launch, and she has like a split personality disorder. But what happens is how the personality switches off is when she sneezes. So there's a nice Launch and there's a mean Launch. The nice Launch has blue hair, blue eyes, but the mean Launch has blonde hair, green eyes. And the green eyes is more like seductive looking, like more feline, cat looking. And that's what the female cop in this story looks like to me. So we're on page 203. So you think you'll be okay in this town like this? Well, I suppose you can start off easy with some patrols. Mary. Oh, sweet Mary. Hey, what are you all redding the cheeks over? And what's this about seeing a young lady for the first time? I'm young too, you know. Alrighty, so Chobit is not happy that, you know, Moogie is sort of like in a daze about the lady cop. So she's finna hit him with a beer bottle that she was sitting on floating around in the city. Chew! Boing! Ow! That hurt! What are you doing? What's her problem? Bring! Bring! Howdy! Chief of police speaking. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? What's up, Dad? He's back. Sucker Punch Mac is back. How you gonna get upset with a cheeseburger in your hand? That's crazy. Sucker Punch Mac. Not even I can go toe-to-toe with that fiend. Well, that's a surprise. It might be a big city, but these streets are pretty vacant. I could have sworn they were bustling just a few minutes ago. Look, there's someone over there. Guess I should mosey over and ask where everybody went. Look, another pale face looking for trouble. If the streets is empty, what do you think that means? Something up. You need to get inside too, fool. Alrighty, we're on page 206. Hey, mister. Terribly sorry, but... Huh? Stare. It's Sucker Punch Mac. And he's in his little Jeep. His little Jeep that says Mac on the back. Hold on a tick. I know that face. But I can't quite place from where, though. Scram, kid. You're ruining my view. Ah! I got it! Oh, he shot him in the face. Sucker Punch Man shot Fugi. fool me in the face. Oh, is he dead? Is he dead? Oh, we on page 207. He got shot in the head. Oh my. Did he just die? Yeah, I think he might have. Oh, Chobe watching the whole thing. And she like, I think he just might have died. But, dang, Mac is short. He like a little person. With a cowboy hat. You know, he looking like a Western criminal back in the day. So, you know, he got that scar. He got a cigarette in his mouth, a vest, and, you know, the whole cowboy get up. Don't look so glum. I've counted the victims who fall into this place here to my pistol. And you, kid, are victim 100. Ooh, he claimed 100 victims. He can't just do anything right by himself. Here. Ooh. She brought Moogie back to life. You're that movie star, ain't ya? He gonna come back from the dead and he gonna say, you that movie star. What? Stay away. What the hell are you? Bang, 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 bang. So, Sucker Punch Mac shoots up Moogie again. You know, this time in the face and the heart and all that other stuff. And bro just taking it. He just taking all the bullets. Whoopsie daisy. And Chobe is just bringing them back. I mean, wow. It's really you. Hey. Would you mind signing this handkerchief for me? I saw your poster over there and my little sister. Well, she's your biggest fan. What? Huh? Mister? You did us proud. You're something else, kid. So, where do you like me to kiss next? What? Let me see. How about my lips? Huh? Okay, that's it. Enough. Gina. Boom. She made the lady cop hit him in the face. Now we're back at the hotel. Why is there 2 million yen in here? I'm not even sure myself. I guess the movie star guy fell over. I carried him to the station and they just gave it to him. Oh. The end. Chobit number 2. Fing. Originally published in Fresh Jump June issue 1983. Well, that was Chobit number 2. And I guess Chobit number 2 is done. Wow, that was a short one. But that's okay. I read for an hour the last time. And I didn't quite stumble as much. I know in the last story, y'all probably was like, oh my god, she can't read for shit. But, yep. That is Chobit number 2. And I'm gonna leave it off there. 20 minutes should be definitely fun. And like I keep saying again, if you want longer episodes other than 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever, the time limit on the Anchor app is an hour. So I can only podcast up to 1 hour. And if I go over that time, it's going to cut off. So I have to break it off into segments. But I can make sure that if you guys get bored or whatever, I can definitely make it an hour podcast. But just let me know if you guys want longer podcasts. But as always, Sarah Scouts, have a great day, try to stay safe, and I'll be back with another wacky story from Akira Toriyama's manga theater. And this is all his work, just so you know. I'm giving credit. Okay, I'm giving credit, because most people wouldn't do that. Most people would be like, oh, we're finna read this and not give that person credit or whatever. So I'm finna give Akira Toriyama much credit, much love. So I'll be back next time to read some more craziness. Hope you come prepared. Alrighty, guys. Bye.